Let's sing that song Sister Joyce is playing. Number 369. 369. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Second verse. Favor doesn't necessarily mean early in the morning, but it means early in life. Early in life, let us seek the blessing of God. That's what we're doing here at camp at this youth retreat. I'm glad to be part of a youth retreat. I haven't been a youth such as you are for a little while, but it's good to be included in this. And I understand that the Lord has been blessing in a very wonderful way. He's been speaking to you, and you've been responding to him, and I'm trusting along with you that God will just continue to do that tonight. Let's just look to him right now and pray that God will just continue to cause his good work to go forward in all of our lives. God knows what we need. He knows what he brought us up here for and what he wants to accomplish in us. And so let's just trust him to do that tonight, shall we? Praise God. Let's just look to him in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts tonight. We can't open them as we ought to, but Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can open our hearts to receive all that God wants to pour in. We thank you for this opportunity to seek you, Lord. Thank you for putting it into the hearts of these young people to be here and to seek the blessing of God upon their lives. While we're yet young, Lord, we want to come close to you. We want to come into your will. We want you, Jesus, to fill us with yourself and glorify yourself in and through our lives. And Lord, we thank you for these days that you have ordained. We pray that you'll have your way tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to build upon that good work that you have been doing in our midst. And Lord, you know each individual here, and you know the particular needs in their lives. You know the home situation, you know the temptations, you know the struggles, the disappointments. Jesus, we thank you that you're here to minister to everyone. And as we continue to worship you throughout this meeting, we pray that you'll walk among us, Lord, and you'll lay your hand upon this one and that one. And we pray that you'll minister to our deepest need. Cause the living water of the Holy Spirit to flow down into these needs and to satisfy us with your blessing. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name, and we thank you for it. Praise God. Praise God. My name's Ken Friedman. That's a funny thing to say, because I know most of you, but there are some here that I don't know, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit in the short time that we're together. Praise God. This is my third time at camp this summer, and that was a surprise to me. I didn't expect to come up as often as I have, but I believe the Lord has arranged that, and I always leave with a blessing. It's a great place to seek the Lord. I find it's easy to touch God up here. You'll find that, because all summer long people have been seeking God, and the Lord draws very near to us here in a place where people seek him like that. And so take advantage of that. Touch him. Just reach out. You'll find he's right there. Praise God. Let's sing that last verse again. Did you close your book? 369. And now let's sing it with that understanding. Early. Savior. There's something for all of us in this song.
Jesus, Lord of friends.
Because you're singing with all your heart, because you find yourself in this song, don't you? Can you sing this song without thinking about some way in which Jesus has been your helper? Or strength and weakness? You didn't think you could go on? And then Jesus came to you and gave you strength that you didn't have? Remember times when you needed guidance from the Lord, had to make decisions, didn't know which way to turn? And then somehow God opened a door for you, closed a door. Maybe it was through the preaching of the word that God answered a question that you had. Preacher didn't know anything about it, but God did. Friend for sinners. I can never sing this song without thinking of experiences like that. And I'm sure that you feel the same way. Praise God. Jesus says all these things to us. And this last verse says, I do now receive him. Well, I've received Jesus into my life many years ago. But I think what it's talking about is now I receive him for whatever my need may be. If I need a friend, if I need guidance, if I need comfort, if I need help in my sorrow and strength in my weakness, I can receive him by faith like that. Praise God. And as I say, I don't know what your need is tonight. I'm sure there are many needs represented here. But Jesus is good for every one of them. And we, by faith, can say, Lord, you see my heart is broken. I receive you as my comfort tonight, Lord. Jesus, I open my heart to you. You are all that I need. I'm weary, Lord. I need strength. I receive that tonight. Praise God. Bring your need to him while we sing that last verse. You don't have to wait till the end of a meeting for God to bless you. Don't have to wait for an altar service before we can reach out and receive from the Lord. But we can do that throughout the whole meeting. Praise God. And especially when we sing and open our hearts to him like that. So as we sing the last verse, let's believe Jesus to be to us, to come to us, to minister to us exactly what we have need of. And there are some needs in our lives that we don't know anything about, but he knows about them. And he won't neglect to minister to those needs first of all. Praise God. And then maybe there are some testimonies tonight. Maybe someone wants to get up and thank God for being a guide. Tell us a little bit about that time, or a helper, or a comfort. Praise God. Testimonies, of course, have to be somewhat brief, but speak up nice and loud. You'll find that as you let God use you like that, he'll bless you. He'll touch you. And he'll put his blessing upon the meeting in a greater way as well. So I just want to invite you to feel free in God's presence to let God use you like that. Praise God. I have a word to share, certainly. And in time, we'll look into our Bibles and look into the Word of God. But let's take some time to worship him and encourage one another. Let's sing that fifth verse, and then let's give ourselves to God. Jesus, sing, "You are all I need.
You are all.
Children express their need, or maybe they're in trouble, or they can't do something. When I'm made aware of that, it draws me to them. I want to help them. They hardly have to ask. They want to be right there to help them out, because I love them. And as their father, that's my place. We have a heavenly Father, and when we express our need to Him, He's right there. He wants to help us. He's drawn to our need. He's drawn to our weakness. Praise God. That's why it seems as though the Lord is so near to us tonight. I trust that you can sense His presence. Increasingly throughout the meeting, I'm sure that He'll make that very real to us, that Jesus is right here. Praise God. I'd like to encourage you, continue to worship Him. Open your heart to the Lord. Close your eyes. Sometimes that helps. Don't worry about what the person next to you is doing, or the person in front of you. But just keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, there's a story about a man who was quite a rough, tough fella. I used to hear him on the radio years ago. His name was Clinton White. And that's probably before any of you were born, I suppose. He used to have a talk show called Let's Talk About Jesus. Now Wayne Mombolo has taken that over. Maybe you hear him on the radio. But Clinton White used to be a drunkard. And he used to get violent when he got drunk. Some people don't. They get very quiet. But other people, they start fights everywhere they go. He was like that. And he got into a share of fights and was really messing up his life big time. And then he found the Lord. I don't know, remember exactly how that came about. Someone must have witnessed to him. Someone must have been praying for him, but he really got saved. And he started to go to church. Word got out among his bar friends that Clinton White found religion, and they got a kick out of that. Didn't think it would last very long. One day he was walking past the bar, going to church, and he was carrying his Bible. So some big tough guy came out of the bar and said, "Hey, White, what do you got there?" "It's my Bible." "Oh, really? You found religion now, huh? What, do you think you're better than us?" And started pushing him around a little bit, getting in his face. And Clinton White, then the friends came out of the bar because they wanted to see this fight and see what would happen. And so this fellow was trying to humiliate him in front of the others, and they were all laughing. And he said, "You know, I knew that with one punch I could have knocked that guy right to the floor. I did it before." And he said, "But for the first time in my life, I realized I was more concerned about what Jesus thought of me than anybody else." So he didn't punch him. but he went his way. But I liked what he said. For the first time in my life, I found out that I was more concerned about what Jesus thought of me than what anybody else said about me. You know, that's a good place to get to. More concerned about what Jesus thinks about me than anybody else. Sometimes we're self-conscious around others. Well, if I praise the Lord, they'll think that I'm... I don't know what they'll think. But they're not praising the Lord, so I won't praise the Lord. They're not reaching out to God, so I'm not going to do that. Because I don't know what they'll think of me if I do. They might laugh. They might talk about me. But you know, you don't get very far that way. But when you get to the place where you say, Lord, I think you want me to praise you. I think that would please you. And it's more important to me what you think about me than anybody else. That liberates you to enter into God's blessing. And then you find that everything you thought that people were thinking of you wasn't true anyway. As a matter of fact, they might be inspired by your example to do the same. When I was a young person, I was very self-conscious. And then I found out that if I closed my eyes, nobody could see me. That's what I used to think when I was little. Well, close your eyes so nobody can see you. Praise God. And reach out to Him. Praise God. I believe that God would like us to just really open up to Him more. We can do that tonight. Praise God. It won't happen if you wait for the person next to you, but it will happen if you say, Lord, I'm concerned about what you think of me, what you want, more than anybody else. You know, these friends in our lives, they're great to have, but most of my friends are all gone now. I don't mean they all died, thank God, but I don't see them anymore. My old friends. I don't know of anyone that I went to high school with that I have seen for many years now. But when I went to high school, I was so concerned about what they thought of me. Funny, right? But Jesus is my companion for life. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. So it makes sense that I ought to be more concerned about Him than about these others. As precious as these relationships are, they're temporal. But my relationship with Jesus is forever. Praise God. The sooner we learn that, the more God can do for us. And the more God can do for us, then the more He can use us to be a blessing to others. Praise God. And so I just wanted to encourage you that way. Now I know there are some here that know how to testify. Praise God. And I want you to be free to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have come to this house.